This is VOA News.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The U.S. Postal Service has warned 46 states and the District of Columbia it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail in November's election will arrive in time to be counted. The Postal Service is bracing for an unprecedented number of mail-in ballots as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. At the same time that the need for timely delivery of the mail is peaking, service has been curtailed amid cost-cutting and efficiency measures ordered by the Trump-appointed Postmaster General. Meanwhile, at a news conference on Friday, President Trump, in answering a reporter's questions, said that he would free billions of dollars for the service if congressional Democrats give us what we want in coronavirus relief package negotiations.
Yeah, you would sign off on the money for the Postal Service?
Yeah, but they're not giving it to me. They're giving it to the American people. I mean, giving it
to agree to that.
Yeah, I would certainly do that, sure.
Meanwhile, New Jersey's governor announced that his state would move to a nearly all mail-in voting process for November's election. The United States on Friday said it has seized four Iranian fuel shipments en route to Venezuela and confiscated the cargoes, disrupting a key supply line for both Tehran and Caracas as they defied U.S. sanctions. A Justice Department statement said, with the assistance of foreign partners, this seized property is now in U.S. custody, adding that the amount confiscated from four tankers was approximately 1.116 million barrels of fuel. That makes it the largest ever U.S. seizure of Iranian fuel. Washington has imposed sanctions on both countries to choke oil exports and deprive them of their main source of revenue in its bid to see the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro